Here's some additional thoughts about the element of time. In the last Here's the Thought commentary, I was talking about how a video and a slideshow means that the viewer loses control of time. Well, here's a good example. A good friend of mine was looking at one of my Kokoro PDFs in December when the last one came out, and he emailed me his procedure at looking at my artwork, which I thought was fascinating. He explained that first he goes through all of the images without reading any of the text. Then he goes back and reads the text. Then he looks through all the images again, letting that text color the way he sees the images. I thought, fascinating. Two passes at the images, one pass through the text, and that's how he prefers to consume it. Well, great. I'm glad he takes so much time. I was delighted that he gave me that kind of feedback. But what occurred to me is that he would not have been able to do any of that if he had been looking at a slideshow or a YouTube video or something else that I prepared in which I was in control of the time and not him. He has a different response when he looks at the images before reading the text than he does when he looks at the images after reading the text. They deepen, they mature. Sometimes he disagrees. Sometimes he doesn't make the connection and he scratches his head. All of that is a valuable part of his process that would be completely eliminated if he abdicated control of the time to a slideshow or a video presentation. Looking at slideshows and video presentations is a lot more passive. You just sit and absorb. For some things like film and video, I understand that that makes sense. But somehow looking at still photography and losing the ability to read between the images and to think and ask questions and study what's in the composition more carefully, that's a real loss when you lose control of time.